Well, I've just finished a few tests on my new Apple Nano video camera, and while they're uploading to Vimeo, I thought I'd just take a couple of minutes to report on usability and how it felt to me making these tests. First thing I have to say is, and the most obvious thing you'll see from the photo that accompanies this boo, is the size of the unit. You can check out the actual size specs yourself, but you can see it's very small. I hold it quite easily between finger and thumb, and that I found actually to be the best way to shoot video. It's very light, so there's no pressure on your wrists at all, and it pans very, very smoothly. And if you're traveling and doing any travel shots, there's not the sort of wobbly bobbly movement that you often get on other video cameras. I'm not sure why that is, but there you go. It looks quite good, I think. Its size makes it very attractive. It has to be the smallest video camera in the world, I would think. It's so easy just to slip inside a bag or your pocket. But its strength is also, of course, its biggest weakness, it seems to me. Now, perhaps it's just because it's new, but it felt a little frail in my hand. I'm used to a far more robust unit in a video camera, but that could well be just getting used to it. I won't sit on it, that's for sure. Don't put it in your back pocket. That could be a disaster. I took it for a few runs, first of all, into the early morning sun outside coming out of the east. Wasn't terribly wonderful, the result there, but why would you shoot into the sun? That was a bit silly. Also indoors and outdoors on a travel shot. And you can see, if you have a look at the videos on Vimeo when they get up there, the quality is pretty darn good. It's not HD, and it's not as good as the Creative Vado HD portable or mini video camera that I have, but this I think is perfectly adequate and is going to be a most attractive proposition for most people. It's quite easy to get off the unit onto your computer and then just simply upload it or do whatever you like with it. Probably, despite its limitations, I think it's going to do just about everything that most people will want from a video camera. Spontaneous, easy shots. It's intuitive to use. It's a shame there's no zoom, but then I suspect that the way that it's so small that trying to click and zoom at the same time using the buttons, the existing buttons and that are on the Nano would make it, you know, really quite impossible. You get a lot of blur and wobble trying to do that. So I think it's a pretty darn fine little piece of kit. So I like it so far. And if you've got one, why don't you post your comments too? And I'd love to hear from you if you want to make a comment on this boo.